every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The British Navy said it prevented three Iranian paramilitary vessels from impeding the passage of a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz early Thursday, a day after Iran's president warned of repercussions for the seizure of its own supertanker. Correspondent Aya Batraoui reports tensions between Britain and Iran have increased in the past week.
This comes exactly 1 week to the day after the British naval forces were involved in seizing an Iranian oil tanker on British overseas territory there. So this obviously looks like a very tit-for-tat. And also, it comes a day after Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, also said that there would be consequences for the seizing of that Iranian oil tanker.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard denied the British allegations, saying if it had received orders to seize any ships, it would have done so immediately. A U.S. aircraft was in the area at the time, and the military has video imagery. The incident comes as a time of heightened tensions. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Researchers have taken a look at the impact of shortened working hours for doctors in training.
A just-released study that analyzed data from more than 400,000 hospital stays has concluded that curbing hours for doctors during residency training hasn't harmed patients and made no difference in deaths, readmissions, or costs when compared to internal medicine doctors who trained before work hour reforms started back in 2003. The lead author says hospital care relies on teamwork, which may explain why the training time for individual doctors doesn't seem to make a difference. The study was published in the BMJ Medical Journal today. I'm Matt Small.
A federal judge is threatening American Airlines mechanics with fines and other punishment if they carry out what the carrier claims is an illegal work slowdown that's causing flight cancellations. The airline says mechanics are trying to gain leverage in contract talks. Their unions deny any wrongdoing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, sign up for texting. All you got to do is send a text, TRS, to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and you'll get notices when the show's going to start. Or you can sign up for the emails. You'll see it right there on the main website to show you how to get involved, you know. And there's a lot you can do on the website. Just head over there. Buy a coffee mug. Buy a shirt. Buy something. It helps to support the show. Anyway, if you're if you're trying to watch it, you can't watch it, and you won't hear me tell you. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be watching, a whole bunch of other things you could be doing. You've chosen this one, and I so much, very much, so much appreciate it. Anyway, David Horowitz is going to join me right after the break. And you're hearing more and more and more and more and more, and they're showing it just right out in front. Now, I don't know if it's extreme stupidity or what, but the left has shown, and I got to have to say something, the far left, I want to do it that way. And the reason I want to do it that way is because, I know a lot of Democrats, and I got to tell you something, like Republicans, but these Democrats, they're very much ill-informed on what party is doing what. They're very much ill-informed because they trusted or have been trusting their party. They've been listening to what their party say, and they're close friends to us. And you bring things up to them, and they're like, well, I didn't know they were doing that. Well, of course you didn't. Partly because you're not in it every day like we are. And secondly, you trust. Don't trust. I put the same thing. I say, look, if you're going to church, you might love your pastor. You might think he's the best thing in the world. Don't trust him. And I say that in such a fashion where you need to question, not him directly, but when he's teaching, take notes. Check out the notes. Make sure you understand what he's saying. And make sure it lines up with your Bible and not with your heart and not with your mind. Seriously, I'm not joking. People followed Jimmy Jones. Some of you are way too young to know what I mean by that, but check it out. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen where people follow the pastor and not Christ, which is what you're supposed to do in church. You're not supposed to follow the pastor. It's not all about him. God sends us teachers. Yeah, I got all of that. Cool, wonderful, happy, happy. But it's not always that, you got to verify the information you're sticking in your head that you hope and suppose will stay with you. And it's the same thing with the parties. Again, we have friends that are close to us, and they're just so clueless as to what the parties stand for. And not just what they stand for. Let's get past that for a minute. It's so much more than that. Because you can say, the party stands for A, B, C, and D, but what are they showing? What are they actually doing? And I got to tell you, 9 out of 10 times, I tell one of my Democrat friends, did you know that these Democrats did this or this or this? No, they wouldn't do that. Well, yeah, actually they did. Look at the news and learn. Look at the news and be informed. Look at the news and get engaged. And that's part of what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be teaching people. You don't want to keep sticking your finger in people's faces, right? You want to be able to talk with them. You want to be able to converse with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always do. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. No question about it. And with the election coming up, or elections coming up, you have got to pay attention to what's going on with it. We can falter, we can go sideways so fast. If we're not paying attention, we're not pushing, it could be a real issue. And don't let your party tell you how to vote. Don't let your party tell you about a candidate. You need to find out about the candidate yourself. You just heard Corey talking about people you get elected. Right? And then they don't show up again. You don't see them. They're not really doing for the community. All that stuff they... And what do? Well, I'll give them a second chance. I'll give them a third chance. I'll give them a 16th chance. Maxine Waters. She's been in her district almost 20 years. Maybe even longer. I don't know. She has introduced 3 bills. You're paying her $180K a year. She's introduced 3 bills. And one of them, God bless her, was to rename a post office. That must have been hard to do. Hard to lobby and get people to push through. What do you think? It's just amazing. But she keeps getting voted in. And that's because people are lazy, they don't do their homework, and they vote party over principle. They vote party over needs. They vote party over, you know, action, if you would. So you've got to pay attention. You've got to be the one that informs. Go look up the Walk Away movement. There were a lot of people in the Walk Away movement that were lifelong Democrats. Now, they didn't jump onto the Republican bandwagon, but they definitely jumped more libertarian slash conservative. When they truly saw what their parties stood for and what it was doing and how it was leaving them behind, they jumped all over it to fix it. And that's okay. I'm good with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming. Listen, David Horowitz joins me after the break. You really don't want to miss that. He refers to himself as a red baby, a red diaper baby. We'll be back in a few.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, so speaking of being part of the conversation, David Horowitz joined me today earlier. And, you know, again, he refers to himself as a red diaper baby. He grew up in, you know, the Democrats slash at the time, you know, a communist party, but not that the Democrats were communists at the time. And he talks about the progression going through and really how it's what and how it's become. Take a listen. All right. We're back. And one of the guys that I love to have on the show, I want to have him on more often, David Horowitz joins me, as he does from time to time. He's the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And David, you know, again, first of all, thanks for your time. I appreciate your time with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, and I always love
a large audience with this book. Our nation is under siege.
Oh, and just in the last few days with what we're watching going down. And now I was talking to somebody today about how Pelosi and a few others, they want to squelch your freedom of speech to the point where they want to prosecute you if you say negative things against Congress.
They're communists. The Democratic Party is now a communist party. It doesn't believe in free speech, which is the most important freedom we have. And it begins, actually, with religious liberty. That's the source of the idea of free speech. That's under attack by Democrats as well. Yeah. You know, why did they close down Chick-fil-A, you know, prevent them from having Chick-fil-A's at the airports? A chicken? No. It's because their charitable arms support opinion organizations that, you know, promote their Christian beliefs. So you can have Christian beliefs, but you better keep them to yourself. That's the message.
Yeah, you have a freedom.
It is terrible.
You have a freedom to practice your religion as long as you do it within the four walls of your home and nobody outside the house can hear it. We do stories on a regular basis of people, police being called to a home when somebody's simply having a Bible study of one kind or another. You know, just amazing to me.
On a regular basis, off the cliff.
Yeah. You know, they talk on a regular basis, we talk on a regular basis, that this country is founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And it seems to be a real rub to the left. What's your thought?
Yeah, it's actually more than that. You know, I call it the war to destroy Christian America. Now, of course, America isn't a Christian nation in the sense that that's our official religion.
Right.
But the reason we're a secular republic, guess why? I mean, 98% of the people who settled this country and created America and the Constitution and all that were Protestant Christians, and they were fleeing religious persecution. So they had a great respect for the fact that one religion could become the official religion and suppress all the others. That's why we're a secular republic, because of Christians, Christian ideas. Every principle that we hold, every freedom we hold dear, equality, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, tolerance, inclusion, these are all Christian ideas and Protestant Christian ideas. This country could not have been founded by any other religion. That's partly what my book is about, but that's the reality. Before the Protestant Reformation, you could only get to heaven by going through the Catholic Church and its priesthood.
That's right.
But the Reformers understood that churches are human institutions. God isn't running them. Human beings are. So they're bound to be subject to human corruption. I mean, all you have to do is watch the Borgias on Netflix to see how corrupt the papacy and the church became at one point. So they came up with a revolutionary idea. It's called the priesthood of all believers, central idea of the Protestant Reformation. Well, think about that for a second. What the idea there was that every human being confronts his or her maker directly without the intervention of a church, a religion, or a priest, one-on-one. Well, that makes us all equal. That's where American equality, that's where that whole idea, all men are created equal, comes from. Equal in the eyes of God, and therefore government has to respect that. That included black slaves. So, I mean, this is how revolutionary, for 3,000 years, it wasn't just blacks, there was slavery everywhere. But nobody said it was immoral until these Protestants, Wilberforce in England, white Christian males, said it. And Thomas Jefferson wrote it into the Declaration of Independence. And immediately the northern states began freeing their slaves. I forget the actual figures, but there was something like 500,000 free blacks in the North by 1800. Of course, there was a bigger problem with the South because they had a plantation economy that had been created by England, not by America. And they knew that there would be a bloody civil war. It actually is a war that cost more American lives than all the other wars we fought. But together. So America, actually, we had this controversy where this idiot Kaepernick told Nike that it was a racist flag, this flag from 1775 that Betsy Ross did, because there were black slaves in America. Of course, the black slaves wasn't America at that time, not really until 1787 at the Constitutional Convention. But all the black slaves in North America at that time were enslaved by black Africans and sold at auctions in Ghana and Benin to Englishmen who brought them across the ocean. So America is really the greatest gift that black people were given in 3,000 years. And yet you have idiots like Cory Booker, a product of Oxford and Yale, which shows you how bad those institutions are these days.
I know.
Calling it America's original sin is slavery. These are people who hate America, and they want us to be born in sin and with this crime on our shoulders. In fact, Americans can be...
More with David Horowitz on the other side of the break. Don't go far. It's kind of hard to get him to stop. You know what I'm saying? But great listening. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The city of New Orleans bracing for more bad weather and lots of rain from Tropical Storm Barry. Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards holding a news conference about flooding issues.
Intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still.
The Dow hits an all-time high. President Trump reacts.
I don't know if you know, but we just hit 27,000 on the Dow. That's the highest in history. We're up a couple of hundred points today. The highest in history for those of you that like the stock market, but the stock market means jobs. I view it as jobs.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 228 points to close at 27,088. The NASDAQ down 6 points. The S&P 500 up almost 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Yes, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Hey, let's not fool around. Let's get right back to it. Let me just get to the recording. Here we go. Have some fun. This guy's great. You got to listen to Horowitz more often. I've got David Horowitz with me. I love when I have this guy on. A wealth of information. David's also the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. David, again, thanks for being with me. And we were talking about slavery before the break. And again, you know, the religious foundation, too.
We're talking about the contributions to the liberation of the slaves made right. by Christians, who also created America and gave us our freedoms, which are not well understood anymore.
No.
The Democratic Party has just walked away from them. And that's because starting in the 60s, actually 1962 was the first Supreme Court decision to drive religion out of the public life of America. They said that there was a 23-word prayer, which was something like, was non-denominational. Almighty God, thank you for protecting me and my parents and my country. Amen. That was pretty much it. And for 170 years, there had been prayer in the schools, daily prayer, actually. And that suddenly these leftists on the Supreme Court just declared it unconstitutional. So, you know, talk about precedent and stare decisis. They only believe in that when it serves their ends. And, you know, Potter Stewart, who was the dissenter, pointed out the hypocrisy of it, because the Supreme Court opens with these words, God bless this country and this honorable court, something like that.
It's so great. And then, it's great.
Bible reading was taken out of it. And, you know, Kennedy, who was the president then, his response was, we'll pray at home. That's surrender. That's what conservatives do.
Yeah.
You don't surrender to these people. They're hostiles, and they beat you no good at all. The next phase of this was banning Bible reading in the schools. And the suit was... the plaintiff was Madeline Murray O'Hare's son. Madeline Murray O'Hare was a lunatic communist, and I mean all of that literally. There's frightening anecdotes in my book, Dark Agenda, about her. Her son, she just used her son, but the summer before she launched her campaign against prayer in the schools, she took her family to Europe to defect to the Soviet Union. And the KGB looked her over and said, this woman is too crazy. And they didn't let her in. So she came back and launched this campaign in the schools. She said to her son, do you understand why we're doing this? And he said, you know, prayer, it doesn't bother me. And she slapped him and said, you have to understand, America is a gulag run by New York Jewish bankers. This woman was so hateful. And, you know, the only freedom in the world is a society where people serve the state. And that's Russia. But, you know, the Russians aren't fully free because they didn't let us in. So here's this I can't go on with this woman. She was eventually murdered by one of her followers.
Wow.
But the KGB rejected her, but the United States Supreme Court, of course, with the ACLU behind her, made her idiotic views the law of the land. So that the result is that today, if you have gone through public schools, you don't know where your freedoms come from.
No.
You can't be told in school that the pilgrims were Christians or that they were fleeing religious persecution. And, of course, while we're talking about this Supreme Court, and before I get to the atrocity of Roe v. Wade, just think about it for a second. What is the Supreme Court? It's 9 lawyers appointed for life by politicians. How could that go wrong?
So, David, I got to ask you a question, though.
Yes.
You're so much more versed on this, but I always say the same thing. When you look at the powers, you know, the three branches, right? They are supposed to be the weakest of the three. They have no money to speak of, and they render opinions. This is constitutional. This is not. It never meant to be the end of the line, if you would. Congress is supposed to take the back and either remake the law, whatever they have to do. They're supposed to redo it so it falls in line with the Constitution. Am I that far off with that thinking?
No, that's right. But somebody wrote a book, actually, he's a liberal, calling it the most dangerous branch. Because, you know, here we have this elaborate democracy. We have checks and balances. We have state legislatures. We have the Congress. And these 9 justices get to circumvent all that and just impose their prejudices on the whole country, which is what happened with Roe v. Wade. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood came up with this spurious right in the Constitution that doesn't exist to privacy. And, of course, there's nothing private about an abortion. And they outlawed they legalized abortion in 1973, and that split the country in half. Because they just wrote roughshod over everybody. You know, if you're going to make a major change like that, you've got to persuade people, right, legislature by legislature. And they didn't do that. And, you know, we're now two nations as a result. They created a religious right with this aggression. Evangelicals had not been involved in politics before that, but then they, you know, it was now life and death for them.
You went over something pretty quick that I think some people don't really get. This attack, okay, and the Democrats, have the Democrats always been on attack against religion? Or did it come when communism crept in? When did they really become that party?
Well, when they become a left-wing party, it started with the 1968 Democratic Convention. Tom Hayden, whom I knew in the 60s, organized a riot at the Democratic Party Convention. And he did it because Hubert Humphrey, who was a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, actually, probably a socialist, but he supported the war against the communists, the anti-communist war. And Hayden and the New Left supported the communists. And so they created this riot to destroy Humphrey's presidential chances, and which they successfully did. They reelected Nixon. And then they marched into the Democratic Party and formed these radical caucuses, the Black Caucus, the Chicano Caucus, the Progressive Caucus. And to use it as a platform over the next 50 years to take over the Democratic Party, which was achieved with the election of Barack Obama, who was a lifelong communist. He comes from the same background that I do. He was brought up by communists, only he never left the movement. And, you know, as somebody who was part of this, when you see that you're involved in something that's evil and destructive, the first thing you want to do is warn other people about it, particularly, you know, with leftists. They lie about everything. They have these very seductive slogans and agendas. You know, they want equality. They want justice.
Oh, it all sounds good. All sounds wonderful.
They want power. They want power. That's what they want. And they will lie to get it. So that's kind of when the Democratic Party really flipped over. The ACLU was an organization that was founded by people who supported Russian communism. So they were pretty radical. And, you know, when these arguments take place, so if you were an atheist kid and you had to say a prayer, you might feel isolated. You know, and Americans are very generous people, and they don't want anybody feeling left out. But there are ways to deal with that.
That's right.
You could have a special, it could be solved at the school level or through the school boards or whatever.
That's right.
But these leftists are out to change the world. It's delusional, it's dangerous. That's,
Well, they're instituting real fascism. And they don't even know it. I mean, again, if I let him talk too long, guess what happens? He'll be back more right after the break. Joe Mastini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, I'll put it on live stream. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back to David Horwitz, who joins me. And I got to tell you, great guy. Got a lot to say. You need to listen. You need to take notes. David Horwitz joins me. I'm having a lot of fun with him. I mean, you don't get it this black and white from any of the guests I have on. I always enjoy when he's on with me. He's the author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And I know some of you, your eyeballs have popped out of your head. Oh, my God, Christian America. You know, get over yourselves. We were formed. We were put together. The Constitution, believe it or not, is based on Christian principles. David, thanks for being with me again.
Yes, and if you understand it, it's Protestant Christian principles.
Yep.
And if you understand how Protestants were created, you understand that they are the ferocious defenders of tolerance and pluralism. Because there are so many Protestant sects, and they don't want any one sect lording it over them and persecuting them.
That's right.
You know, we were talking about the
convention. People started
communist agendas of Cortez and the Communist Caucus, and which actually the Democratic Party now. They support the Green New Deal. Now, Just let's take one plank that people haven't discussed very much from the Green New Deal. Because the planet will end in 12 years if we don't listen to Cortez and submit to her will, we have to get rid, according to the Green New Deal, of all gas-driven cars. Now, I looked it up. There are 268 million gas cars in the United States. And people are quite attached to their automobiles, in addition to which they're a significant investment for any middle-class family. And she's going to confiscate 268 million of them within a 10-year period. Now, how can you do that without instituting a police state? And they are very ready to do that.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, you look at the Green New Deal resolution that they passed, that Cortez and, what is it, Markley, for the Massachusetts leftist, came up with. It starts off by saying the model is the World War II mobilization. So we're going to live under a military regime. You know, and recall what the World War II mobilization required. It required the internment of 120,000 Japanese. Regardless of the merits, that's what it means to live under a military regime. They order you to do this because national security is at stake or the survival of the planet in 12 years is at stake. They will do anything. That's who the Democrats are today.
They've bought into this idea, though, that you're going to take, and I don't believe any of this, but you're going to take 200 years of pummeling this planet, doing all this nasty stuff to the planet, and you're going to turn it around 12 years, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but what are they going to do by retrofitting 300 million buildings in the United States? Your house is going to have to be whatever, reconstructed according to Cortez specs.
Wow.
Come on. And then these taxes, the $93 trillion, that's a direct attack on your freedom. If the government is taking away, well, first of all, I think people now work half the year for the government, which is a form of slavery, if you think about it for about 2 seconds.
Wow.
They want to increase that dramatically. So you're giving up, you know, your ability to make choices, decisions, just like Obamacare. You can have a plan, but it has to be a government plan, and there's four of them. That's the way they think. We're going to do what's good for you. We're going to force you to do it, and we don't give a damn what happens to your individual choices, desires, or whatnot. I don't know how we got off on all this, but
that was easy. Well, we were talking.
Yeah, you were telling me
and my listeners about how in 68 at the Dem convention, that's really when they made that hard left turn towards, you know, communism.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
That was the beginning. Tom Hayden, who hated this country, Jane Fonda was an idiot and hated, you know, Jane Fonda said at the University of Michigan that if Americans, this is, I think, 72, if Americans understood what communism was, they would get down on their knees and pray for it.
Oh.
This is the leaders of this movement.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
always
took
the rich ones.
50 and years then, to get one of their own, Obama.
But,
in office.
But David, what kicked it? Yeah, but what kicked it into high gear? I mean, it kind of was one of those bad rashes that was under the skin, right? You knew it was there.
Oh, well, I
but
think what
hid.
Kicked it into high gear is this: every leftist understood that Obama was a communist. Even though McCain would never mention it, you know, Romney, I mean, what pussies. I mean, it just, can't get over how inept the conservatives were before Trump.
They're cowards.
But, they were cowards and, you know, let's be nice to people who hate us.
Yeah.
So every leftist understood Obama, his whole career was made by the communist left. As I say, not only did he grow up in a communist family and never left the movement, but his chief advisors, Valerie Jarrett, she grew up in an Iranian communist family. She's his closest advisor. And David Axelrod, who ran his campaigns, is another one who grew up in a communist family. That's their mentality. So when Obama, right before the election, said we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, they all said, our day has come. Now we're going to transform this country, you know, and remake it along these socialist lines. Well, 8 years later, along comes this guy Trump, and just systematically and is going to undo all this. That's where the intensity comes from. Don't forget, they called Bush Hitler too.
Yeah.
When they opposed, they came out to defend Saddam Hussein, one of the monsters of the 20th century.
Unreal.
and attack Bush as a Hitler. And, of course, the Bushies didn't defend the war, and they didn't defend the... Anyway.
We didn't. Listen, you and I are you were the first guy that I heard say it, but you and I are 100% on the same page, which is that we need to stop the gentlemen's rules of war. So we need to start with guerrilla warfare. It's what they do. It's what they've been doing. I've been screaming about it. I've been doing the show coming up on
10
years.
For 2 years, they said Trump is a Russian agent. They're not shy about calling people traitors.
No.
And they're the ones, you know, who gave $200 billion or whatever it was on pallets in the dead of night to the Iranian Nazis, Hitlerites, I call them, who were chanting death to America. That's what Obama did. And that's what the whole Democratic Party supported, and a path to nuclear weapons.
And he's so in your face about it.
And
he said,
I haven't heard one Republican say this is treason.
I know.
Which it was.
Yeah. I loved his line saying, I put it on pallets because I couldn't legally wire it to them. I'm thinking, my God, that takes right in our faces, and nobody said anything.
Well, he knows he has a kept media.
Yeah.
Communist media, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, NBC, ABC, whether you just name it.
Yeah. But
it's just unreal what's happened to this country. But it's a 60-year development from 1968. But I think what's made it so intense is that they expected Obama to be succeeded by Hillary, and their plans would just go forward. And it didn't. And along comes Trump. And I loved the moment when 70 million people watching this debate, he looks Hillary in the eye and says, "You are a liar and a crook," which he is both. But there's not a Republican in Christendom who would dare say that because she's a woman. So she gets to get away with murder because she's a woman. I love the feminist movement. On the one hand, it's, I am woman, hear me roar. And on the other hand, I'm so fragile. If somebody touches my show, who did that? Garrison Keillor is accused of touching some woman's shoulder without asking permission. And that's such a violation that just shatters her. And that's the Me Too movement. That's just unbelievable. There are predatory men, no question about it. But, geez, you can't eat your cake and have it too.
Yeah.
And, if Hillary is going to call all conservatives or supporters of Trump.
So here's a surprise, okay? I have another 15-minute interview with him. And we just couldn't get it all in. As you can hear, he's a wealth of information. He keeps going on with this. So later on, if you really care, I'm going to put it all together as one big interview. You guys can hop up online. You hop up on therealside.com, look for the interview with Horowitz. And if you really care, take a listen. I think you'll like it. He just went on and on about some real information going on inside the Democrat Party. Joe Bassini, your host. Next hour, we've got a smorgasbord of crazy stories I think you're going to like. Tune in. Don't go. If your station's not carrying the show, you can get us online. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Trump administration no longer plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 survey. Instead, President Trump is directing federal agencies to try to compile the information using existing databases.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
The president says the Census Bureau already has access to Social Security, food stamp, and additional records, all of which contain citizenship information. Mr. Trump says the projections will predict that using previously available records,
They could determine the citizenship of 90% of the population or possibly more. Meanwhile, immigration raids aimed at immigrants living illegally in the U.S. expected to begin this weekend.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately a million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Louisiana, people are packing up and leaving ahead of Tropical Storm Barry.
It only takes 3 days of clothing. And you bring in some dry goods, you bring flashlights and good batteries and stuff like that. Because that's the routine. This area right here, we always got to evacuate.
A hurricane warning's been issued for parts of the Louisiana coast. The Hurricane Barry could come by Saturday. More at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The British Navy said today it stopped three Iranian paramilitary vessels from disrupting the passage of an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz, adding its defense ministry is ramping up.